Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to
WMFO in Medford.
The clog dance.
I panicked for a minute. Wasn't sure which one, you
which one
me
I was going
to
guess.
So I said WMFO in Medford.
That's what we're listening to. It's 7:04:35 a.m. on Tuesday, November 8th. What day is it today?
Tuesday, November
8th. The
election day.
Vote.
Are you looking for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yikes. That's something that is happening.
Yeah, we don't talk about that anymore, but yeah. That's just, I wanted to just like, yeah.
Today's also the day that I purchased the third package of fish food for my fish, which means he's lived through two whole packages of fish food, which
Julian?
Quite frankly is two packages longer than I expected him to live.
Julian?
Yes. Thank you for remembering.
Wow.
I know.
Congratulations.
I know. We're coming up on our first anniversary year of living together.
That's so sweet.
At the end of this month.
Wow.
I know.
Incredible.
I'm planning a party.
Can I come?
Yeah.
Thanks. It's also my brother's birthday today.
Wait.
Happy birthday, Vince.
Yay.
Wow. As I can cough a little bit. Sorry,
no,
everyone.
That's great.
Yeah.
Big day.
So it's a lot of things today. And guess how we prepared for it?
We did it. Because we procrastinated. Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah. Okay,
cool.
Thanks for leading me there.
Yeah, I know you're
welcome. So our theme today is ways we procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that's been a theme of my life for my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I was even 2 weeks late for my due date.
You procrastinated your own birth?
By 2 weeks. That's a long time. I'm sorry, Mom. So I've just been preparing since this day before I was born. I am ready.
Wow.
I made the playlist this morning. I'm a procrastinator.
Honestly, yeah, you're winning. I made mine
losing
yesterday, I think. Last yesterday,
yeah. Mm-hmm. My dad always says to me, proper time management is like our motto, and that's something that I've just never been able to get into my head.
That's so wonderful.
He's like, get it tattooed on you. I'm like, still.
You're like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
You could like maybe do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Or like the day after.
Later on. Yeah, I'll get there. But anyway, what song did we just hear?
The song we just heard was by No Doubt, and that song is called Sunday Morning. And I played that song for several reasons, the first of which being that I was listening to it a lot this past week, and I like it. And much of the time I was listening to it this past week was mid-procrastination, when I was like, maybe I'm going to like open this other thing and listen to this also while I do that and not do things I should be doing. So that was fun. Also, I feel like Sunday morning as the time of day in the week is often a time when procrastination happens. Mm-hmm. Like Sundays in general, like a lot of people leave homework till then and stuff. And then you wake up on Sunday morning and you're like, ooh, here we are.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Friday and Saturday just have like endless possibilities.
Yeah,
and
Friday
then
and Saturday
comes
around,
you're like
never ending wealth of options.
Yep.
The world is my oyster. And then you wake up on Sunday and you're like, I'm going to figure out a way to not start things.
Because then you have to get your life organized too. I feel
I'm
always
scared.
Am trying to do laundry or clean or do the dishes from the week.
I can't think more than like 2 minutes ahead of me. So
yeah,
thinking for the whole week ahead, that's really not true, but it stresses me out.
Oh, I'm just mean catching up.
Yes.
From the week before. Yeah. So I'm behind. Always good. Okay.
I think both.
Yeah. Great. Well, now that we've got that established.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to play another song?
Yeah. I'll play some tunes.
Please.
Reading into it, I'm probably wrong. Left to my own device. guesses, but that's the difference in our opinions.
You're a mouthful, bad amounts full. Another week on my own. Now I'm a novel, made resourceful. I start a chain with my thought. Talk is cheap, my darling. When you're feeling right at home, I wanna make you move with confidence. I wanna be with you alone. So help me help you start it. You're too comfortable to know. Throwing out those words, no, you gotta feel it on your own.
Are pervasive. It's not a statement, but peace can be evasive.
You're a mouthful, bad amounts full. Another week on my own. Now I'm a novel, made resourceful. I start a chain with my thought. Talk is cheap, my darling.
Yeah.
Hello.
Ahoy.
Welcome to the clog dance.
Here we are.
Not wearing clogs today.
No. We should just stop telling people when we're not, because I feel like most days we're like, yeah, we're not wearing
clogs. Yeah, it's just kind of a letdown, isn't it? I'm sorry, everyone.
In my heart, I'm always wearing clogs.
Me too. I'm like always dancing in
Fight
clogs
me.
In my heart.
Yes,
that's
true.
Why it's always beating so fast. Oh. I don't know if it is. That was
no, it's not. You're not drinking coffee anymore. Emma's not drinking coffee anymore.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to break that soon.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm impressed.
I know. I'm not. I'm just sad that I'm not doing it. Anyway, we heard a couple songs. The first one, excuse me, it's called Talk is Cheap by Chet Baker.
I don't know.
And I chose that one because I feel like, not because I think that my conversations are like not meaningful, but it had the word talk in it.
Nice.
And I feel yikes, that association was, you know, I'll get there. But
no, you did well.
Anyway, I always do that. I will call someone on the phone or I will like say, do you want to talk or anything.
Calling on the phone is a great procrastination strategy.
Because it can take like an hour and then
and
you don't
like
have to do homework.
And it's like a great, like loving thing
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's also mm-hmm. nice. So I use that as
that's
an excuse
so
a lot. Or when I like haven't done something and I just need a break or I need an excuse or anything, I'm going to be like, I'm going to call my mom. Good. And then I
great
just leave the situation.
Catch up with people.
Yep. Yeah. So there's that. And then the other song we heard was called Daydreamin' by Ariana Grande.
Oh,
and, you know, I chose that one because it's called Daydreamin'. And I think that I probably lose 50% of my day to daydreaming, maybe. I just, yeah. like, am constantly, like,
what are you thinking about?
I don't know. Just everything. I feel like I think about, like, the past in a nostalgic way sometimes or, like, what I need to do in the future or sort of just everything, but it's
interesting.
And then I like will then jump back into the present. But
and you're like, here we are.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But dream world. Mm-hmm. I'm just there. I don't do
dream
it on purpose,
world.
But like during classes sometimes, you know? That's why I've been trying to like, I feel like when I doodle in classes and draw little boxes and everything, it can actually help me stay focused because then I'm just like,
totally.
That is something that I can focus on while still. Yeah. So, those are my songs.
Great.
Do you want to play a couple tunes?
I do. Right. Yeah, to preface this first one, I literally played this exact song last week, and I'm not sorry. So
great.
There's that one.
All right. I'm ready for you. Here you go.
Bye, everyone.
Work, 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 work. You tell me I'll be work, 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 work. You see me do me there, 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 there. There's something about that work. Have you lurking? You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the righteous. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Never seen something that you never been. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work, 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 work.
Yeah, okay. You need to get done, 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 done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When
I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon, but I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me, oh, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work, 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 work.
It sent me up there, work, 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 work. It see me do my da, 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 da. Saw me by that work, 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 work. When you walk out, la, 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 la. I'm in the car from my tur, 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 tur.
Hello.
Hello.
We're here.
We're here.
We never introduced ourselves.
Who are you?
I'm Emma. Who are you?
My name is Nina.
Hi.
Hi.
We heard some cool tunes.
Yeah. Wow, I'm sorry. I'm feeling thrown. Emma and I had like a fairly serious conversation. And when I say fairly serious, I mean pretty serious conversation on our way over here at like 6:30 in the morning. Yeah. So we started our day off really thinking about like some issues.
Yeah.
And I feel mildly overwhelmed. Additionally, the first song we heard, no, I mean like important things to think about. Also, just like a lot of things in the world are really scary.
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay. The first song we heard was by Rihanna, who brings optimism and hope and love into my life.
Yeah.
Featuring Drake, who I don't really care about. and the song is called Work,
mm-hmm.
Which is a great song. And when we're procrastinating, we're often procrastinating work. Also, it's fun to dance to the song, which is a great way to not do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
The other song we heard was by Neo, who also brings love and light and happiness into my life.
Mm-hmm.
The song is called Part of the List from Year of the Gentleman. And something that I like to do in general is make lists, like a lot, especially to-do lists. So often if I'm like, I have so many things to do, I'm like, rather than starting them, I'll write them all down in order and make it organized as a list. And then I can cross something off and it's part of the list.
I think that's a good one. Usually I'll take like maybe an hour to do that. Nice. And then I'll be like, oh, I deserve a break.
I tried.
My, yep.
Yeah.
So that's usually what I do. And then I'm like, sometimes that's like my accomplishment of the day. I'll just like leave Tish
well,
after that.
Well, I set
that.
Up my to-do list for tomorrow.
Yep.
So
I've lost days doing that.
I feel like this is going to be a really interesting hour. We're in a lot of really kind of like dramatically embarrassing and not very like awesome things come to light. We're like, I am ashamed and also
also kind of
things that I've done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So we'll see I think I'll have that emotion with the next
please
one
proceed.
Of the next couple of songs.
I'm enthused.
All right, this one's fine. Okay. Bye.
Well, can't you see that it's just rain? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. And we could pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe, like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. We could pretend it all the time, Lord. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Can't you see, can't you see? Rain all day and I don't mind. Telephone singing, ringing, it's too early, don't pick it up. We don't need to, we got everything we need right here, and everything we need is enough. Just so easy when the whole world fits inside of your arms. Do we really need to pay attention to the alarm? Wake up slow, mm-mm, wake up slow. Even notice when I try to show you this song is meant to keep you from doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. And we could pretend it all the time. Yeah. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Rain all day and I really, really, really don't mind.
you see, can't you see? You gotta wake up slow.
Distracted by that song being fun and forgot that we were going to have to talk afterward.
Yeah, so I didn't give you a lot of warning there.
No, you're fine. I was distracted thinking about various things.
Yeah.
Here we are.
We heard a couple of tunes.
What were they?
The first one was Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson. And that song's always been a favorite of mine, but that's like a way that I ideally someday will procrastinate when I have the ability to make banana pancakes or to have someone make them for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really like the idea of just taking a day to be cozy. That's what I feel like the song is about. It's just like...
That just resonates like so deeply with coziness. My innermost soul.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're friends, right?
Hitting it really close to home right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's have a cozy day this weekend. Do you want to?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Settled.
Great.
Anyway. And then the other song we heard was called Starvin' by... It has a G at the end. I just always take off G's of the ing word. Sorry. Starving.
So
by, featuring Zed, and it's by Haley Steinfeld and Gray. And you think that I chose that song because I procrastinate by eating. True. And it does match with my little food theme. True. But the reason that I put on this playlist is because I just listen to the song over and over to procrastinate, but also like... decide like, oh, I can like clean my room or do something interesting like this while like dancing to it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Pretending I'm like that's in the fun. Music video a little bit. Mm-hmm. So
I'm excited to watch this music
video.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you played the banana pancake song because I was looking for something about like baking or like making like cooking or something.
Yeah.
And couldn't like I wasn't finding a ton of
good
options,
material.
But like making banana bread is like one of my top procrastination strategies.
Wait,
or like
can
cookies
you teach me how to
or
do
something.
That sometime? Yeah, I feel like you're just the ultimate baker.
Wow. Okay, that is really very flattering and also highly,
no,
I think,
it's
false.
True.
But I am appreciative.
No, one time I was not feeling well and I had your banana bread with, I think it had chocolate chips in it maybe, and I felt so much better immediately.
Wow. Healing banana.
I mean, it was also like your company.
Healing company. Amazing.
But mostly your banana.
Okay, yeah. That's often my go-to is like, I don't really want to do this. I guess it's a great time for me to cook something. I'll be okay, like, good. I should make a lot of lentils. I should make a lot of cookies or something.
Okay, good. So cozy day with banana bread this weekend.
That's just, yes,
great.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Okay, good.
Yes. Yes.
Speaking of it getting colder and needing blankets, same good, things.
Nice segue. I'm going to read us all a PSA now about space heater safety tips.
Oh, heck
space
yeah.
Heaters can be very effective, can be a very effective form, yikes, of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer safety and operating instructions. I don't know why that I stopped looking at the words for some reason while I was
looking at
that
me
one.
And I was just like, oh, okay.
Sorry. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from our fire safety minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Good.
That was not the most flawlessly
you got
performed
there.
Situation, but it's fine.
Yeah, be careful with your space heaters. Cool. Do you want to play some tunes?
I really do.
Okay, here you go.
Cause perfect, it feels so perfect.
Hello.
We're back, and we listened to two tunes. What were they?
Two tunes. The first was Come Clean by Hilary Duff, because a fun thing that I procrastinate with is A, listening to Hilary Duff and or watching A Cinderella Story. Or did I already talk about on this very radio show how I read her first book a couple weeks ago? Oh, there was one night a couple weeks ago where I did 0% of my homework and only read the entirety of Hilary Duff's first book in her trilogy of books about soulmates and reincarnation and time travel.
What? Do you own this book?
I got it from the library. It's actually due today. It was a trash novel. 2 out of 10. Would definitely recommend. It was great. I have not read the other two because I read the first one and I was like, I can't do this. But I enjoyed.
Wow, that was a lot of like, you liked it, but you hated it.
It was literally terrible. But also,
she wrote a book?
With someone else. It's like Hilary Duff with some other person.
I don't understand this.
But her name is really big on the cover. It also looks like the cover looks like a bad perfume ad or like a bad lube ad or something. It's like black with this dramatic purple flower in the middle. It's called Elixir. And I was just like, wow, here we are. I'm reading this entire
probably
book
I'm gonna
right
read
now
it too
on my couch.
This weekend.
I can renew it and lend it to you if you'd like.
Oh my God.
It's great. That was one thing that I procrastinated. I wasn't even thinking about that when I put this on the playlist, but I did do that.
Incredible.
Another thing is the movie A Cinderella Story starring Hilary Duff and Chad Michael Murray is on Netflix. It has been since the beginning of October. I don't know if you knew this, but
it
has been.
I haven't watched it again.
On October 1st.
I may have watched it.
Yeah, my friend Hannah and I watched it because we knew it was coming. And then we were like, we should probably write an essay or write a paper about various things in this movie. So theoretically, a procrastination strategy is writing about more interesting things than school, but in a school way. I regret saying that. However,
okay,
we have anyway. So abstractly thinking about monstrous femininity and doing research for that is something I do instead of research for my real classes. Also, sometimes I do dishes. Cleaning dishes.
I was wondering why that turned into a way longer and less coherent
tangent than I expected it to, so I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What I meant was anything involving Hilary Duff is a fun way to do other activities than homework. Also, cleaning is something that sometimes happens.
Yeah.
Laundry, I feel like is you don't really have to do very much, but it feels like you're like, yeah, my laundry's in the laundry machine.
I always feel exhausted after I do the things.
I'm exhausted. I just put my clothes in the dryer. Please.
Separating those things, the fear of them shrinking, it just whew, gets me.
Yikes. No, wow, this is really some things I'm saying, some things. The other song we heard was by Caitlin Veers, and that was Delirium, which is the feeling that I have sometimes when I'm like, ah! That was a noise that I made. Yikes. Mm-hmm. I think, you were talking about daydreaming. I feel that connects. Also, this song I know from a mix that my friend made me.
Mm-hmm.
We like to make each other mix CDs of musicians who are not cis men, and sometimes I do that instead of that's a prostitution strategy as well, is curating new track lists.
Yeah, that's, I feel like you're always coming up with really interesting, cool artists that I play a lot of the same things, so I'm always very impressed and think it's really cool.
Thank you. I love Rihanna.
Yeah, I haven't played Rihanna in a really long time. Next week, tune in.
Yes,
all Rihanna now.
Amazing. We've done it before. We can do it.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a song?
Yeah, I would love to.
Yay, make me stop talking.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you.
The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends. Because it's 11:30 and the club is jumping. So we say you got a girl. Jumping. Oh, we say you got a girl. Yeah, it's true, you got a man.
yours. You know you got the right to get your party on. So get your hair cut and your car washed. You looking like a star in your Armani suit. You need to look your best cause you're turning heads tonight. You're gonna find a sexy chica that's gonna dance all night. If you wanna, we say you gotta go. Yeah, true, you got a man, but the party ain't gonna stop, so let's make it hot. Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown.
Just say my name.
Clap no hands for me. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put in work like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine, let her ride in the forest with me. Ooh, she the bae, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride it down, she gon' go, I'm gon' just, she finesse. I fight bugs, she take that. Put in overtime on your body.
You ain't gotta go to work, no. Work, but you gotta do work. You don't gotta go to work. Let my body do the work.
Oh yeah. Hello.
Hello.
We're back.
Here we are.
What songs? We heard some songs. The first one was called Jumpin' Jumpin' by Destiny's Child.
Love that.
And I chose that one because I love listening to Destiny's Child, and also because instead of doing homework a couple weeks ago, I went to Sky Zone, that trampoline park.
A plus.
It took a lot of hours, but I was totally okay with it.
That sounds fun.
Then the other song we heard was called Work From Home, featuring Ty Dolla $ign. It's by Fifth Harmony. I chose that one because whenever I know that I don't want to do work anymore, deep down in my heart, I will just say, oh, I'm just going to move locations. I'm going to go home.
Oh, that's smart.
And then I just end up taking a shower, eating a snack, laying in my bed, going to bed, not doing any of the homework. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that resonates.
Tricked you, everyone. I wasn't going home to do more work. I was just going home to sleep.
Do other work, I would say. I think
sleeping is, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like something we could definitely think about is, you know, the ways in which different types of work are valued, and
that's true.
The ways different types of work are expected, and like the types of like performance and like production that's expected in doing certain types of work versus others. So like you taking a shower and going to bed is like not permissible, but you like staying up all night to finish a paper is like totally awarded. And it's like, well, maybe that's not awesome.
That's true.
So ha.
Yeah.
That. Yikes.
Thank you, Fifth Harmony, for
thanks, Fifth Harmony.
For this
deconstruct.
But yeah, awesome. You've been listening to WMFO in Medford.
Good one.
On the clog dance. And it's 7:56 a.m. Oh. I hope you have a lovely day, and maybe we'll end with a tune.
I can play one.
Yeah, what song do you want to play?
We're going to play a song by Britney Spears. The song is called Email My Heart, because one of my procrastination methods is email, like sending emails.
Yeah.
It's similar to your phone call thing, like either like communicating with someone, or like taking care of things that are still on my to-do list, just like much lower down,
yeah,
and smaller time commitments. Like if I have a paper to do, I'll be like, now's a great time to send those five emails I haven't written yet.
That's true, because it's something, yeah, like little that you can check off and cross off your, yeah, list, and it feels good.
Yeah, and I'm like, I needed to do that. It's not even procrastinating. Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
So we're gonna listen to that now.
Great. Here we go.
Have a great day, everyone. Take care of yourselves.
Yeah.